Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. And yes, it is Straight Talk. I hope my listeners really enjoy the Straight Talk. My experience over 25 years is there's not enough straight talk. There wasn't enough through four of my educations. There's not enough between doctors and the public. And I think it's high time. Things are changing. Chronic disease rates are going up. Hate to tell you that, but it's true. And I think fundamentally that's a result of our dwindling ecosystems. But that's not news to you. What may be news to you is the word fibromyalgia. Or, if you don't know what that means, muscle pain. Everybody knows what muscle pain is. Today's show is about muscle pain. A lot of people live in chronic muscle pain. If that's you, listen to this show. If you've lived in muscle pain and done the full span of holistic therapies or gone to your MD for Flexeril or Naprosyn or any of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, if you found yourself stumped at the diagnosis of fibromyalgia and what to do about it, this show especially is for you. But it's for everybody, because there are concepts, fundamental concepts, and you know that's my thing, fundamental concepts about health as it relates to the muscle that you need to understand. Number one, your muscles are dumping grounds. They're dumping grounds. When you see a garbage dump, that's your muscles. Now that's big, because what it's telling you is that every poison that you don't metabolize and excrete out of your body at a rate fast enough to counter the poisons that are coming in gets dumped in the muscles. Very simple, right? Yeah, but it would really, if it was functionally applied, that concept would be riveting to modern medicine. To holistic medicine, it would be riveting. If you've got chronic muscle pain, the truth is you have to get healthy. Now, we can sit here, and I'm going to. I could do five shows on the causes of muscle pain, the various infinite, relentless, ever-growing causes of muscle pain, and I will. I'm going to get to some of the big ones. But you see, that gives you the wrong perspective, because you're John Q. Public, and you live in the it perspective. My muscles kill me. What causes that? Human nature, and we must forgive it many times, is simply looking for the it. There's no it. Seldom is there an it. Your muscles ache because of a variety of causes specific to your portfolio, your health portfolio, your deck of health cards down on the table being analyzed by you and hopefully someone else that knows how to do that. Equals how much muscle pain you got or don't got. That's Harvard. How much muscle pain you have or don't have, that is a function of how much of your body finds it necessary to use your muscles as a garbage dump. Now that's straight talk on health right there. So you have to get healthy. It's taken you 50 or 60 years to get unhealthy. It's going to take you some time to get healthy. Simple, done, forget about it. If you could just get that, you could do something about it. But you see, go online. Do what everybody does. Go online. Go to the chat rooms for people with chronic muscle pain and people with fibromyalgia. This is such a poorly understood topic. It was so poorly understood that years ago, for at least two decades now, we coined the term muscle pain with this diagnosis of exclusion called fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia just means muscle pain. And we have chat rooms. We have conventions, international symposiums, people with 15,000 credentials coming in to lecture on something that just comes down to get healthy. I'm telling you. I know a lot of people listening to this show today live in muscular pain. And I know that a lot of people listening to this show today have been to your chiropractor, to your acupuncturist, to your physical therapist, to your massage therapist, to your nutritionist, to your medical doctor, and so on and so forth, and you're still in muscle pain because collectively everyone's giving you a misdirection. You never got healthy. You just looked for the cause of your muscle pain. So that's point number one. There's no it, one. Two, your muscles are a garbage dump. It means when you don't have to dump your poisons into your muscles because your excretory circuits, your lymphatic system, your biliary system, your large intestine, meaning your colon, your kidneys, your skin, your breath, when your excretory systems are succeeding at pulling out the garbage, your body doesn't have to dump it into the muscles. Pretty simple, huh? We don't like simple. We say we like simple. The truth is we like complicated. People get very narcissistic about their illness. They want to know what their cause is. It doesn't work that way. What's specific to you are the series of its, the bunch of its, that really you have to address. That's what's specific to you. All right. Get to the website, please, straighttalk.cc. It amazes me. I still think about 10 to 15 times as many people listen to this show on the radio and don't get to the website. If you can get to the website, get to the website. If you're driving, obviously don't take my advice. If you're driving, go home and get to the website. Why? Pictures. If you listen to this show, 15% of my listening audience are other doctors. 15% of my audience are other doctors and therapists of sorts that listen and study the show. That number will ever grow because lots of people think this is too complicated to understand. It's not. If you listen to this show the way you listen to your retirement shows about where to put your money, right? What's 80 to 90% of weekend radio, AM? Where to put your dough. You listen to those shows like a scientist. Do this for your health shows. Get off this, I have a symptom, what herb do I take? Nonsense. Doesn't really work that way. Not for chronic illness. Straighttalk.cc, not.com. That's two T's. Let's go. All right. The muscle. The muscle. You know the muscle. You can touch your muscles. The muscles are a bunch of cells. And those cells have a metabolism. They take in sugar. Yes, your body lives off sugar. You may not know that, but it does. It has to live off sugar, but at the right glucose levels. In other words, the blood sugar has got to be at the right number or everything goes bad. But your cells, your muscle cells live off sugar. For your muscles to do what your muscles do, and that includes your heart, which is a muscle, and all the smooth muscle of the organs. But the muscles we're talking about, in a sense now, muscle pain, that's your physical, those are the muscles you can touch, like your Popeye muscle, or your bicep, or your tricep, or your legs, or your calf. Those muscles. Yeah, they live off sugar, and they live off oxygen. And when they have all the sugar and all the oxygen that they need, when they have all the calcium they need, so the oxygen gets into the cell, when it goes that way for your muscles, which is correctly, you feel pretty good. Now, if you run out of oxygen, your muscles make lactic acid. A lot of myths about lactic acid. A lot of things we understand about lactic acid. A lot of things we don't understand. But as that lactic acid builds up, your muscles burn. When you work out and your muscles burn, that means you're just short of oxygen. If you try to do, there's a guy, I don't know if you heard about this, there's a guy that's giving the donations to some charity. He's doing push-ups for 24 hours straight. I heard him on the radio today, the other day. 24 hours straight of push-ups. This is his strength feat. Nice guy. Then he's going to donate it to some charity. Amazing. Just Google it up. That guy's going to be making a lot of lactic acid because sooner or later he's going to run out of oxygen. His muscular contractions are going to no longer be efficient. Glycolysis, Krebs cycle, oxidative phosphorylation, blah, blah. All that scientific stuff isn't going to work efficiently. In the absence of oxygen, you make lactic acid. Traditionally, now here's the myth. Traditionally, everyone's told you that buildup of lactic acid is what makes you sore the next day or the day after. That's not true. That's a myth. That's been countered and proven erroneous a long time ago. As the lactic acid builds up, because you don't have enough oxygen on your third or fourth mile or on your fifth pump, whatever it is, that lactic acid is being converted to lactate. And the lactate's being taken to the liver and turned to sugar. The lactic acid you make actually gets converted to sugar in the liver through something called the Cori cycle, gets pumped back into the blood. So your body uses the acid as a source of fuel, and that's the end of it. The only thing that's relevant as far as the muscles burning has to do with while you're doing the pump, as the acid builds up, your muscles burn. 1 hour later, all that lactate is out of there. 2 to 3 days later, you're aching and sore, and some massage therapist says, gotta go in there and do that deep cross fiber to push those lactic acid crystals out of your muscles. That's what's been proven is nonsense. Not anybody's fault if they believe that, but it's nonsense. It isn't true. It is true that getting deep tissue cross fiber work a day later, 2 days later, speeds up recovery, definitely, that's true, but not because you're pushing lactic acid out of the muscles. So just want to get that one straight. But there's your muscular metabolism. And yes, the muscular metabolism can go wrong. One example are heavy metals. Mercury tends to bind and get stuck in the electron transport chain, which is part of the factory that your muscles, as well as every other cell in your body, go through. And if the mercury, which gets stuffed into the muscle, right? Muscles are dumping grounds. If anything else that mimics certain heavy metals interferes with what we call muscular metabolism, specifically for you doctors, the electron transport chain, mercury kicks out other things and screws up that chain. Your muscles don't produce the energy they need, and you feel it as pain. Nerves pick that up. Now, there's lots of things that can get stuck in that electron transport chain. Metals are one of them. The public knows it as, if I got this, my muscles are going to ache. So there's muscular metabolism that can get messed up. If you're on the website, you're going to see the overview of glycolysis, that's picture number 6, picture number 8, picture number 7, picture number 5 is the Cori cycle. Sit back, relax sometime. Look at these pictures. Don't get a headache. Don't be a naive American. Be an informed, be a high consciousness voter. Now, aside from the cellular metabolism, this is the distinction that you're responsible to understand. Aside from the cellular metabolism, stuff gets caught in between the muscle fibers. stuff gets caught in between the muscle fibers. We can develop cross linkages between the amino acid chains and the muscle fibers. These are called advanced end chain glycation products. Got great pictures of them. Picture 10, picture 11, picture 12. But just understand that the muscles are a bunch of fibers, and you can make chemicals that don't necessarily invade the cell, the muscle cell, to screw up your muscular metabolism. You can deposit gook, spider web-like stuff, nasty, gluey, sticky fibers that tie up your muscular fibers. One of them are called advanced glycation end chain products. That's part of people that eat too much carbs. Too much cheap carbs, with the insulin spiking too high, with the blood sugar spiking too high, the whole collectivity of a carb-ridden diet pushing the blood sugar too high too often is going to muck up your muscles. This is why paleo is hit. Paleo has taken the paleo diet. It's taken a carb-eating, over-carbed culture. People who are eating cheap carbs, people who are sending their blood sugar too high too many times per day, and sending those insulin and blood sugar levels high, making too much of these ropey, gluey cross linkages that tie up the muscular system. That causes you pain. So if you're a carbitarian, if you're a fruitarian, if you're somebody that just might be, even under the dome of I'm real healthy because I'm a vegetarian, if you're like this and you've been doing it too long, you may well be pushing in to the point where you've had too much carb. And of course, you're going to say, some of you doctors are going to say, well, we'll pick that up on our blood sugar tests, on our glycation. We'll pick that up with our glycosylated hemoglobin tests. HGBA1C. People will say, if my muscle pain has to do with high blood sugar, high insulin, advanced end chain glycation products as a result of that, binding up my muscles like spider webs, we'll pick it up on glycosylated hemoglobin during our yearly physical at Kaiser. No, you won't. That is a stupid myth. Get rid of that delusion. This is the show of dissolving your delusions about what's going on in your body. If you have muscle pain, if you have chronic muscle pain, you have to work it gradually so that you get off carbs, largely speaking. All right, we're not going to get into the how to do this. Check my shows. Get on straighttalk.cc and listen to my other shows on these types of subjects, or pick up a book on paleo. But what you're going to find, if you have chronic muscular pain, very often is if you convert to a carb-free or a very minimal carb existence, your muscles are going to feel better. End of conversation. Get down on it. Here's another one. Blood stasis. Yeah, that's a subject you hear me talk about all the time. Blood stasis. If you are one massive chunk of nutritional imbalance, nutritional toxicity, and we'll just call it the garbage, builds up in concentration in the blood, that blood gets stuck in the muscles. I'll prove it to you. Lie down, face down on the couch, the bed, and have your loved one dig his or her elbow into the belly of your calf. Yeah, your calf, your leg muscle, that big fat one there. Dig your elbow into the belly of that calf and watch your significant other scream so loud the police come. Try that one on for size. If you don't think your blood is too thick, do you know something? When someone does that to you, it should feel good. It should feel good. There's a reason almost all of your pulmonary embolisms, your blood clots that go to the lung and can kill, start in the calf muscles. Why? It's number one choice for blood clot formation because, and how do blood clots form? The blood gets too thick. If you have thick blood, for all the reasons blood is too thick, I've done shows on that. Get to the website. Anything I've done on blood stasis, look up on Google blood stasis. It'll give you lots of reasons the blood gets too thick. Everything that you do, everything that's bad for your health thickens your blood. Just let's put it that way. Point being, if it is too thick, dig your elbow into your calf and watch your loved one scream. When the blood is too thick, that blood is going to have a concentration of poison. Those poisons are going to irritate nerves. Those poisons are going to irritate the nerves that are integrated into the muscle. And those muscles, therefore, are going to constrict, right? Muscles lengthen and constrict. That's what they do. They expand and they contract. Actually, all your organs expand and contract. But the muscle, if we were going to demonstrate the expandability or the contractability of organ systems, your muscles being an organ, the muscles would be an incredible place to witness this. If you straighten your arm and then contract it, your biceps pop up. That's a contracting tissue. Suppose you stay in contraction. Suppose you stay in contraction because the blood's too thick, because the increase in the concentration of the poisons irritates the nerves. Now you're in a chronically constricted muscular system. Your nerves pick up on that, and you live in pain. Chronic muscular pain. Blood stasis. Chronic muscular pain. Advanced end-chain glycation products from undiagnosed, overlooked blood sugar metabolism problems. Let's keep going. If you want solutions to these things, I've done 318 shows on solutions to these things. And at some point, you may need help. You may need help with supervision. This is what your doctors are supposed to figure out. If you have fibromyalgia, if you have chronic muscular pain, and you haven't been given a portfolio, a health portfolio, Mary Smith, chronic muscular pain, this is what she's got to do based on inquiry. If they're not giving it to you that way, you're not getting good care. Oxygen deficiency due to anemia. Suppose muscular metabolism, which demands oxygen, you're anemic, so your RBCs aren't picking up the oxygen in the lung. You're running around hypoxic. Those of you on the site, picture 23. Reversible hypoxic remodeling, irreversible chronic hypoxic remodeling. Hey, by the way, everything I'm going to mention today, when it goes south, when the insulin's too high, when your emotions are out of balance, when you're hypoxic, guess what? You live with inflammation. That inflammation, I know my regular audience knows, if you live with inflammation, that's synonymous with fibrin deposition. Do you understand? Glycation products, and now add fibrin deposition. Add one type of spider web, add another type of spider webs. The way you have to look at fibromyalgia is it's a spider. It's one spider laying a web around your muscles, then another spider coming in and laying another web, and then you got 15 spiders laying 15 types of webs around your muscles and ultimately your organs. But remember, the muscle is a garbage dump. It's the first place it gets hit. Your brain's not stupid. It protects the organs and sends it to the muscles. So the muscles are screaming in pain and agony to protect your organ systems. It's not long before the muscles can't hold any more spider web, and you start wrapping your organs up. That's what we call the end. We just call that aging. Hey, what do you want? You hit 70. Look, your grandfather was 82 years old. We're not going to tell you we could have done 15 things to help him, but, you know, that's not in the standard of care. It's not in the model. Hope this healthcare thing gets repealed. Hope it gets repealed correctly. And still leaves money for people who don't have health insurance, which it should. Nobody ever said a healthcare system that's competitive shouldn't find love and salvation for people with no dough. Nobody ever said that. But we have to have a healthcare system where doctors are allowed to think outside the box. And I guarantee you, when medicine is socialized, they don't think outside the box. If they do, you're paying top dollar. Believe me, this is what I do for a living. I have lots of European clients. Yes, you can get free healthcare. Yes, you can. But if you get something complicated where your doctor has to think outside the box, good luck with that. Good luck, Charlie. You better have a lot of dough in your bank account, because those doctors in Europe that think outside the box, they want to get paid with an independent plan, an independent system. They don't want any part of what the government's going to pay them if they're going to think outside the box. That is the reality of it. Take what I said to the bank. So, chronic hypoxic remodeling. What does that mean? If you're anemic, now I don't mean grossly anemic. I don't mean anemic like you're not going to be able to stand up. I mean 10, 11, when it ought to be up at 12 or 13. You listen to people talk about this all the time. They come in and they say, you know, I've always been rather anemic. I've always been borderline. And they look at you like, you know, it's just a thing you should know about me. It doesn't mean a lot. Nobody ever said it meant anything. It means everything. If you suffer from chronic muscle pain, if you've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, if you live in muscular pain and you are borderline anemic, fix that. Now, I've done tons of shows on this, anemia and what to do about it, in detail. High insulin, high blood sugar, end-chain glycation products, too much acid buildup, anemia, add anemia. Let's keep going. How are you going to profile out by the time the show is over? What's your profile going to be? Are you a blood stasis high insulin type? Or are you holding rage, emotion beyond emotion in your body? Have you put from emotional duress, that divorce that you never recovered from, that trauma, that emotional trauma, wherever you sustained it and whenever you sustained it, well, God bless you, right? I and we and all of us wish you well. But if you're holding it in your body, you're in a sympathetic dominant state, a word I can use for my regular audience. Your muscles are in chronic vasoconstriction. You've forgotten the day it felt good to be touched. You may never have been touched. You may never have been relaxed enough to let touch feel good. You may be completely and totally non-communicative with your muscular system. You may be numb. You may be existing from the neck up, meaning you're all head. There is no body. There are people like that. I get people like this all the time. You can tell their body is a nuisance. It's an annoyance. This is true. Could do a show on that. Just try giving people instructions for a coffee enema, and you'll find out how many people are entirely divorced from their body. You mean, stick that thing where? It's okay to walk around half naked. That's okay. It's okay that our TV shows, that YouTube, the rest, it's flooded with this smut, this disgusting nonsense. But tell someone that they should do a coffee enema and watch the expression on their face. In a way, it's understandable. If you live for a living and you work on a computer 50 to 60 hours a week, and your job is your head and two fingers, somebody starts talking about liver cleanses and gallbladder and kidney and the rest of it. People don't know kidney from liver. So it's kind of understandable, but it's unfortunate. People are numb. Kids are connected to their body. Adults are not connected to their body. Wild animals are connected to their body. Zoo animals are disconnected to their body. You've heard me talk about this, guys, for years. Why? Why do I talk about autonomic balance? Why do I get so specific about what it means to be parasympathetically coherent? Because if you're not, you're going to pay. I'd say half of all the fibromyalgia out there, half of chronic muscular pain are people who are holding emotion in their body and you cannot physically manipulate that tissue. They are numb. And no one's knocking them for being numb. If you're out there and you're numb and you came from war-torn Croatia or somewhere in the Middle East, you have very good reasons to be numb. Everyone's got a good reason to be numb. So we're not talking about criticizing you for your numbness. But don't kid yourself, and the medical community should not kid you. Which means if you fit that bill and your muscles ache, it's because you can't let go. Now, perhaps that's understandable. We have to be very politically correct here. But nonetheless, that's the medical fact. So you got to throw that in. You got to throw emotional holding, sympathetic dominance. You got to throw in blood sugar, high insulin, resulting in glycation end chain products. You got to throw in all this makes the blood too thick. If the blood's too thick, it irritates the nerves. Yeah. Fibromyalgia is not so uncurable. Fibromyalgia is not so mysterious. But it sure is if you're looking for the herb to fix it. I remember years ago in the health food stores when we had them, right? Now, Amazon, right, has just bought Whole Foods. Amazon's bought Whole Foods. And they're saying that's not going to have any impact on Whole Foods. It'll be the Whole Foods like we've always known the Whole Foods. Whole Foods stopped being an organic health food store about 10 years ago anyway, in case you didn't know. Go to Mother's. Go to your farmer's markets. Go to Sprouts, be vocal, tell them what you want. And don't depend on Whole Foods. Whole Foods is dead. Which, of course, is not an absolute statement. There's some really good things at Whole Foods. So it's only half dead. But its future as a health food store that it's owned by Amazon, good luck with that. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. On that topic, you know, they've got farmers now. I have a nephew who, instead of after college, decided to, you know, be a lawyer, a divorce attorney or something. He decided to go into agriculture. And there are a growing number of millennials like this. I don't want to go off on the millennial thing. But here's the thing. One of the things that's really good about a percentage of your millennials is they want to take jobs, entrepreneurial jobs, to help regenerate our ecosystem. So what one of my nephews did is actually he's majoring in agriculture and he's looking into buying a farm, keeping the credit up, using inheritance and buying farmland and growing something and then marketing it out on the internet to the community et al. And of course, our government has a real problem with this. That's another story. But my point to you is one of the trends in the world today, in America at least today, is to get your produce from farms. I don't mean farmers markets. I mean direct from farms. So just want to drop that into your plate because it's a way to get real food. Because, yeah, we all figured out we can't get real food at Ralph's and Vons and Lucky's and Albertson's and all these, whatever these things are, these places. My God. What are we? And, yeah, now we know. Go to Mother's. Go to Whole Foods. There's a huge difference between Mother's and Whole Foods. There's a huge difference between your health food stores, your farmers markets, and these independent farms that are popping up. All right. So blood stasis. So hypoxia. Without oxygen, your glycolytic citric acid electron transport chain, the metabolism of the muscle begins to change. It starts becoming less efficient and more pro-inflammatory. And if you start to have a more pro-inflammatory due to oxygen deficiency, due to anemia, or a bunch of other things I'll mention in a second, what you're going to find then is that the membranes, as much as the intracellular space, meaning oxygen drives the metabolism. As the metabolism slows down, the excretions don't get out of the muscle cell. So off oxygen deficiency, off a low or high-grade anemia, you begin to build garbage up inside the muscular cell. And this compounds the problem. How about this one? This one's right in front of your face. What takes out all the garbage in between? When you break down glycation products, when the fibrin breaks down, when you start throwing off pesticides, petrochemicals, heavy metals, what sucks it out of the body? The gallbladder. Take a person's gallbladder. Line up a bunch of Americans this year, all, what, 300,000 of them? I don't know how many gallbladder surgeries we do a year. And feel their bodies 10 years before they get their gallbladder cut out. Feel their bodies just before they get their gallbladder cut out. And then feel their bodies 2 years after their gallbladder's cut out. I guarantee you, you're going to feel a increasingly fibrotic muscular system. When your biliary system gets congested, and of course, John Q. Public's going to hear me say this and go, hey, I don't have gallstones. My doctor said last physical, CT scan, whatever it is, the ultrasounds they do, gallbladder is good. Nonsense. You understand that what you pay for generally with your insurance plan, if you even have one, what you pay for generally are gross examinations. If you are flagrantly diabetic, they'll find it. But if you need a glucose tolerance test to figure out your diabetes, you're not going to get that test. Same thing with biliary system. The way you have to look at the biliary system, the way you have to look at it is, how did it work when you were 10 years old? How did it work when you were 20? How did it work when you were 30, 40, 50? What is the rate at which the liver, through the gallbladder, can clear the garbage out of the blood that will otherwise get deposited in the muscular system? How is that changing, and what can you do to change it? If you did it that way, you'd see where your problems are. Basic principle. The garbage that's going to invade your muscles, the brain is going to tell your blood to dump the garbage in the blood into the muscles if the gallbladder and liver can't handle the load. It's just simple plumbing. It's just common sense. It's the way the body works. Science loves to come in and go, where are the studies? Where are the studies? It's called empiricism. You see, the scam. You're John Q. Public. The scam perpetrated on you. That scam is to deny human experience. Or empiricism. It's empirical science. It says, take people with muscular pain, have them flush their gallbladder out for a good year or two, and watch how the pain starts to go away. That's called empiricism. Now, after that, then we have to give $40 billion to understanding to the strict confines of the scientific method what's actually going on. And if we don't have those articles peer-reviewed and researched, funded by the NIH, then people who don't have the sense to see this is true simply say it isn't true. It may be true in your experience. It may have been your salvation. Gallbladder flushes reduce chronic muscular pain. Done correctly. And although that may be your experience, you would swear by it. Science reserves the right to tell you you're stupid. Right? Of course it does. Science is stupid. You're not stupid. You're real. You're in the real world. It's the experiential world. So here's some good science, and I will use the term. Your gallbladder, through your liver, clears poisons out of the blood that will otherwise get stuffed into the garbage dump we call your muscular system. It's just good common sense. The brain wants it out of the blood. The brain understands the risk of leaving poisons in the blood. And so it dumps it in the muscles. That becomes your agony if your biliary system's congested. And is it congested? Yes. It is congested until proven otherwise. Really, it's the opposite of our democratic system, the body. You're wrong until proven right. Your gallbladder is sludged until you've proven it's not. So those coffee enemas, those big flushes with the olive oil, get into them. There's so much literature out there. There's so much information on this. These things are easy for you to entertain. Easy. So, chronic muscular pain. One, I'll go backwards. Congested biliary system. Chronic muscular pain, fibromyalgia. Low-level anemias causing oxygen deficiencies. Chronic muscular pain, blood stasis. If you're an estrogenic female, estrogen thickens blood. Great. You're a budding pubescent teenager, 14. You're just starting to have your regular periods. They're clotted. They're painful. Some crazy doctor's telling you to go on the birth control pill because your periods are so painful. Or better yet, we'll give you an injection of something and then you can skip your period. I mean, this is how sick it is. Estrogen makes the blood too thick. Once the blood's too thick, you're going to ache. So we go from my daughter, Sally, she had painful periods. Now they're telling her she has fibromyalgia. And that's if she doesn't have endometriosis. How many teenagers are out there like this? Tons. Tons! Blood stasis, something for you to get a grip on. And how many of you with kids or grandkids or you yourself know what it's like trying to live without carbs? Carbs are everywhere. Cheap carbs, easy to produce, easy to sell, very addicting. It's heroin. Carbs are food heroin. Right? Now we're looking at 15 medical doctors on the show going, that's not true. Studies show otherwise. Cheap carbs. If you are spiking blood sugar, if you are spiking insulin, you are making too many glycation compounds. Those are spider webs around your muscles. You're going to have pain. Okay. Now, when I say adhesion, that means when there's a problem of any sort around the muscular system, in between your muscle cells, any kind of problem is picked up by the International Police Department. That's called your immune system. And when your immune system sees chemical imbalance, when it reacts chemically to chemical imbalance, signals start going out to other immune system cells. And as you know, and I've done many shows on this, we call this the beginning of the inflammatory cascade. That is going to necessitate the deposition of a tissue called fibrin. Do you got to understand, this is always going on. If you're an athlete, this is going on. If you're a drug addict, if you were a drug addict, if you drink every night, if you drink twice a week, if you eat sugar, if you worry, if you drive on the freeways, everybody, no matter who you are, more or less, are depositing layers of spiderweb-like tissue called fibrin around the muscles. You're always gluing up your muscles, gluing up your muscles. Always you are. The net result of the systemic, the bodily inflammatory pattern, for all the reasons that you inflame, will result in the deposition of a certain amount of gluey, sticky, spider-like compounds called fibrin. You are always dealing with that forevermore, just like we're dealing with all sorts of other things that the body's always making. The body is like your front lawn. It has to be maintained. And if you build up too much of this fibrin too fast, and you don't do the things you need to do to break the fibrin down, then ultimately that fibrin squeezes the muscle, the nerves get irritated, and you get pain syndromes. Anytime you have muscular pain for any reason, it's because nerves are in there picking up those signals, sending them to the brain, and the brain is interpreting them as a pain syndrome. Well, you can understand now why we would just dump the word muscular pain with a word. I mean, listen to this. We could go on for hours about this. And then what's your portfolio look like? Can you imagine broad scale dumping this on your average physician? The workup your doctor has to do to get a portfolio on you is far beyond what he's even educated to do. And that is the truth. So you can understand why going way back 30, 40 years ago, this started about 40 years ago. People, especially women, were running around going, my muscles hurt, my muscles hurt. This was beginning of the fibromyalgia boom. Doctors, rheumatologists, internists, chiropractors, people didn't know what was going on, so they gave it a name. That name exists today. And then we write books on how malic acid and magnesium can fix this. What are we doing? This is only a one-hour segment. You can go on with this for a long time. So you can understand how they solved it in their own minds by dumping it with a name. It's got a CPT code. It has a code. And when you get your Flexeril or your Naprosyn or whatever you get, insurance will pay for it perhaps because it's got a code. It's an established diagnosis. And of course, once it goes into the system, then it compounds itself, but in the wrong direction. And so many people have this. If you don't believe me, just go on Google and look up fibromyalgia and go to the chat rooms. People searching the globe for answers to this unexplainable, mysterious problem that's spreading internationally and has been for the last. And it's just what I'm talking about. It's basic stuff. If we were climbing the right tree, we would find it. We're just on the wrong tree. We're on the wrong track, but not you. That's why you listen to this show. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Each Saturday, 10 to 11, I take a topic and break it down into its commonsensical form, one that you can understand. Rest assured, from 40 years of education, when it isn't common sense, somebody's screwing up the explanation. I kid you not. I don't care how many of these professionals, scientists, lawyers, whoever talk, when they're talking straight, it makes sense. And when they're not making sense, something's wrong with their reasoning. Take that to the bank. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's my office number. If you are lost in limbo with your health, give my office a call. Come in. I will put you on the right track. Get the details. How about dehydration? There's a simple one. Dehydration. Not enough agua each day in your body. Tons of people live dehydrated. Google up the book, Your Body Cries for Water. Some Indian medical doctor wrote this book. Your Body Cries for Water. Why? It solves about half the disease in the world. Yeah, water. Water that we don't drink. Very simple. Sleep. Sleep. I may have to do another show on sleep. CoQ10 and statin drugs. When you're on statin drugs, Lipitor, if you're not on even if you are on CoQ10, the minute you go on these cholesterol drugs, and of course now they're pushing not just cholesterol drugs to lower cholesterol because they know that one's kind of fading. Eventually, statin drugs will be gone. But they're trying to find new reasons to take statin drugs. Bottom line is, whether you're taking CoQ10 or not, when you take a statin drug, it kills your CoQ10 production. It reduces your CoQ10 production to the point where you will have muscular pain. I don't care if you take CoQ10 with it. They have these ads now. You know, it's only taking them 20 years. You know, my doctor recommends the best form of CoQ10 because I take a statin drug. And of course, now pharmaceuticals are producing ubiquinol and selling it with the statin drugs. They've just figured out a way to make money. Nutrition's been hollering, take your CoQ10 if you do a statin drug, which you shouldn't really, for the most part, do anyway. That's been nutritional law for 20 years. But here's the point. It doesn't matter. If you're on a statin drug, don't be surprised, no matter what you do, if your muscles ache. If you're not getting real sleep, your muscles are going to ache. Why? Here's a simple one. Here's a little 1-2-3 combination punch science. When you don't get your full sleep, what's full sleep? Listen to my shows. 6-7-8 straight hours. You go to bed, you wake up, you don't know where the 6-7 straight hours. You didn't get up to think. You didn't get up to urinate. You didn't get up to worry. You didn't get up in pain. You didn't get up because your arms were numb. You didn't get up. You just hit the sack, went out straight, 6-7-8 straight. How many people fit that? If you don't, you're not making enough adrenaline. Without the adrenaline, you will not hold your magnesium in your blood. You will urinate out all your magnesium. Number one direct result of low adrenaline, you urinate out your electrolytes. Your potassium and your magnesium go out in the urine. And of course, what happens when you lose your magnesium? Your muscles constrict and you get your muscle pain, your fibromyalgia. You see how it's done? Please, save me the headache. You be the thinking audience. Think. You are your own special set of variables. Those variables, whether you're sleeping, whether you're excreting bile, whether you're happy or sad, whether you're hypoxic or not, whether your pHs are on or off, all these things, your diet, I've discussed with you, are your ever-changing profile that are constantly going to determine how much your muscles ache. And that portfolio is specific to you and changing every day specific to you. I could make my muscles ache. My muscles don't ache. I can make them ache. I know just what to do to make my muscles ache. I can do exactly what I know makes my muscles pain-free. Reverse that, I'll make them ache in a week, a day. I can put on a pair of shoes that's the wrong pair. And 3 hours later, my muscles ache. This is why knowledge, this is why knowledge is your salvation. Things are changing. They are changing. Where you put your money is changing. Education is changing. Our currencies are changing. America is changing. Part of that change has to do with health. What you have to put into your health in terms of your education is changing. Change or you're going to get hurt. Money, health. All right. All right. Have we covered it all? I could go on. All right, let's review it. For those of you who have the headache, just too much this show. Listen to the show again. Let's review it in a minute. Muscular metabolism demands sugar, produces, in the absence of oxygen, too much acid. That acid makes the muscle burn. An hour later, all that acid's out. That's the myth of lactic acid. Don't worry about your lactic acid. The Cori cycle converts that to sugar. That aside, what your muscular pain is about more than anything is the fishnet of spiderweb, of gook, of glue. That's the result of high blood sugar, high insulin, advanced end-chain glycation products. The blood can be too thick. Blood stasis. Blood stasis in response to high estrogen. Blood stasis in response to the fact that if the blood's not cleared fast enough by the liver and gallbladder, the blood will get too thick with metabolites. That thickness will tend to concentrate like in the calf. Low tissue oxygen creates inflammation. Inflammation causes fibrin deposition. Statin drugs. Low adrenaline causes magnesium and potassium loss. Dehydration. Most of all, sympathetic dominant lifestyles. That's the portfolio. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. Figure out your portfolio. If you have muscular pain and you can't figure it out yourself, here's the number, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. That's my office. Call, come in, get set straight. We will see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.